You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show.
All right, yeah. All right.
I like that.
Dancing on.
All right, keep the music going. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another episode of Castle Season 5, Episode 4, Murder, He Wrote. I'm your host, Bam Erickson, and I would love to introduce you to my lovely lady co-host.
Hey, everyone. I'm Samantha Leach.
And I am Paige Sullivan.
And so, they were in the Hamptons this weekend, so we were finally, after five seasons, we were away from the whole precinct. And so would you guys just give me your thoughts really quick on what you thought of this episode, being that it was different from all the other previous episodes from different seasons?
I like that we got to see a little bit different dynamic. I mean, they got out of the city. It's a different lifestyle out there. I personally want to go to the Hamptons now, even though we didn't really get to see that much of it. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a nice little insight.
Yeah, and I thought it was a nice change of view. I mean, it was pretty. It wasn't the loud, bustling city of New York. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that helped. The aesthetics of it all was a lot nicer than, I think, what we're used to. It was so pretty and calming. You kind of, like, felt like you were there. It was, like, summertime again.
Yes.
So that was nice. I liked it.
And that house.
My goodness, that house is gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this episode particularly because we got to see a different side. Now that Beckett is in this relationship, we get to see a more womanly side of her, and we see her do things that we wouldn't normally see her do. And so I like the character and development or character involvement in Beckett. Because we're seeing a whole different side of her, and we're seeing like a mix. We're seeing her being in love, and then we see her in work mode. So I particularly like this because it really, we really got to see it this particular episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's fun to see her dressing like a girl. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She's wearing dresses and tank tops and necklaces and shirts. Cute.
Getting naked.
Yeah. And, yeah, in the backyard. I think it's nice to see that. It makes her more relatable because she's so hard-hitting when she's working and she's so intense. And this is kind of laid-back Beckett. She just wanted to have a romantic weekend. Didn't work out that way, but you could feel a different vibe from her, which was kind of fun. Loosened it up a bit for her.
All right, so as we get into this nicely Bing AfterBuzz recap for Castle, let's get into our first story. Let's go into the whole Ryan Esposito, how they are investigating who is Beckett's boyfriend. And so also just go back a little bit. So it's just it's a coincidence that Castle is going to the Hamptons so that he wants to write. And then Beckett, she's going on a trip somewhere, which she does not say where she's going. She's told Ryan Esposito that she's going with her boyfriend, that basically it's none of their business who their boyfriend is. Mm-hmm. So now Ryan and Esposito are on this mission to discover who is her boyfriend. So now we go into discussion.
And I feel like that's just so natural when you guys are that close. I mean, obviously they're work friends, but we see that they're basically turned into a family, and that's what happens after you work with people for so long. Generally, you care about these people, and you know what's going on in their life. So the fact that they don't know who her boyfriend is, that's a huge part of someone's life if you're in a serious relationship or if you're married. So for them to not know about that, it's cute to see them being that interested and trying to figure out who it is. But then, of course, they take it to the detective level, yeah. and they're like, no, no, we're going to do this the serious way. We're going to investigate this.
But is she in a serious relationship according to her? I mean, this is really the first time that she's mentioned a boyfriend mm-hmm. since the last ex from season 4.
Which why it makes it a big thing. I think that's why it makes it a big thing, because the every other guy they've known, which mm-hmm. is why that's who they're investigating. Like, okay, did she get back with so-and-so?
Yeah.
No, he's away. Did she get back with so-and-so? No, he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they've known about guys in the past. So now it's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Why don't we know who this guy is? You know?
Yeah. And I think the fact that she even mentioned a boyfriend is huge because, I mean, she's keeping this such a big secret. The fact that she's even letting on to that there's somebody in her life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think it's also a smart move because you can tell when somebody has somebody they're with, they're, you know, vibing with, I guess. And mm-hmm. I mean, her and Castle already have chemistry, so it's just, I think it's easier for her to direct the attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
And Castle doesn't help when they start questioning her. He questions mm-hmm. her too. He's like, yeah, is he good looking? Is he, what's he like? And I think that was funny. I think they're all in on it, so he's really trying to play it up that he has no idea too. So
what was really interesting is when Castle decided to show up to the precinct knowing that there was no murder investigation and how he was supposed to meet her around the corner, but he decides to show up and that he wanted to kind of see her reaction when it's like 5 o'clock, which is maybe, I think it was like 2 minutes before the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ryan and Esposito again catch Castle in a moment where he's not supposed to be there. And we've seen that in every episode, but yet they have not figured out why Castle is always there in non-work-related situations.
Well, yeah. I think it's not as big of a deal, though, because Castle and her have this thing, and I think everybody feels it, and everybody knows it exists. Mm-hmm. There's some sexual tension between them. So I don't think it's so out of the box. I mean, Castle's always lingering, so I feel like it's not out of his character.
Mm-hmm.
I think to the audience, to us viewers, it's more like, why aren't they catching on? Why don't they get it? Why don't they see it?
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing what's behind closed doors. They're kind of seeing the same thing that happens every day at the mm-hmm. office, I think. But not so lucky for Castle and Beckett, it doesn't turn out that they're clueless anymore mm-hmm. towards the end of the episode.
I think it was actually cute that he did that. It was his kind of like, kind of taking the lead, like boyfriend stance. Like, it wasn't too risky. He showed up, but again, they're not really questioning why he's there. They're like, why are you here now? But it's not that big of a giveaway for him mm-hmm. to actually be there. So for him to kind of just like push the envelope just a little bit, just mm-hmm. to kind of get her excited, I think was a cute gesture for him to show up and kind of just try to get her excited, even though mm-hmm. they're still being very protective. So she's a little nervous, like, oh my goodness, what are you doing here? I was supposed to meet you, you know? But I mean, I think girls like that. They want the guy to make the initiative, so I think it was cute.
Right. Yeah, I agree. She definitely likes that, but then also she's kind of like torn because she didn't mention the fact that, you know, the fact that he's there and that you would have that she's lying to her coworkers and if they ever find out. And so she's kind of torn in between. I don't know. What do you guys think?
She doesn't want to lie. I mean, I think they wish they could tell people, mm-hmm. especially Ryan and Esposito, because they're all so close together. But it also makes me think, how come it wasn't, I mean, digressing a little bit, how come it wasn't such a big deal when Lainey and Esposito were together? Like, that was a known fact. Everybody knew that was happening. And so it kind of makes it, like,
it was a secret, but they knew.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe they should be more comfortable with letting those two know, at least, or even the three of them, Lainey included, mm-hmm. because they did the same thing for them. You know what
right.
I mean? And so I think they are all protective of each other. Nobody wants to see Castle gone. Nobody wants to see Beckett gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ryan and Esposito are pretty innocent in all of it. I mean, they're not trying to hurt anybody. They're just, it's fun and games, you know. Beckett's easy to toy with. Beckett's easy to, you know, get her all riled up when they're trying to dig into her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think hopefully it comes out soon, because it's hard to keep secrets from your friends. And I mean, I guess it is coming out, but not to everybody.
And I think that that's where the kind of like the fine line comes into place. It's half them wanting to kind of keep things under wraps for their mm-hmm. own kind of privacy. They're both very private people, mm-hmm. it seems. And then it's also very serious. Like, they could actually get into a lot of trouble that they're not supposed to be doing this. I mean, Castle is not a detective, you
mm-hmm.
know, so he's still walking that fine line that he's still allowed to be on all these cases with them. So I think that that's more of where Beckett's coming from, is it's not a matter of Esposito knowing and Detective Ryan knowing. It's the fact that that could jeopardize, them knowing could jeopardize the relationship that they've had. If Castle has to go away from the workplace, that's all they've had. So if that's what he has to leave, then it changes their complete relationship.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play devil's advocate because they have, the five of them have a major big secret. And that secret is the murder of Montgomery. Mm-hmm. So if they can keep that secret, then why couldn't they keep the relationship?
That's true. I mean, it's a weird dynamic. It's one's a murder, one's a relationship.
But. Well, and Castle's there all the time, so I don't think it's a matter of them not being able to keep the secret. I just think that because they're around all the time, mm-hmm. it's something more that would come up in conversation without even realizing that you're outing someone and that you're saying something that you shouldn't, just because it's just something that they're familiar with. It's something that they've known. If they get comfortable with that, then they're talking about something. Oh, how was your date? How was dinner? And then all of a sudden, like, whoa, wait, who was on the date? You know, it becomes like a comfortable world for them, and that's what they don't want it to be.
I totally agree. I just wanted to play devil's advocate.
No, I like it.
So now let's go into, so throughout the whole entire episode, they're investigating. They're trying to figure out, okay, so is it her last boyfriend? So then what Ryan and Esposito do, which is a cool way to kind of make sure that Lainey, you know, stays in the episode, being that there was really no purpose for her for this particular episode, being that they were in the Hamptons. So Ryan and Esposito goes to Lainey's
office.
Yeah, they go to her office or workplace to question her, who is Beckett's boyfriend, and she basically says, none of your damn business, get out of my face. I don't know, but if I know, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, she's a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to have Beckett's back, and she does. And she does. I mean, she hinted that she knew Beckett was sleeping with somebody, mm-hmm. but she doesn't know. So she must know that it means something to Beckett and not to pry. Mm-hmm. I mean, girlfriends know if you just keep prying and prying, you're just going to aggravate her more. So she'll tell you when she's ready. And I think that's something that Lainey knows. And she knows. She gets so annoyed with Esposito and Ryan anyways. This is just another thing for them to bother her with. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was fun to watch them, though, because they made it funny. They made it entertaining to watch them on this little manhunt, and they just keep hitting dead ends. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the right point that was hit when Ryan finds out about the secret. Does anyone want to explain?
Yeah, well, so it went along with the murder that was happening, and so Beckett and Castle are kind of investigating on the side during their vacation, helping out the chief in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And so they keep calling back to New York for help. And then it becomes a case in New York because the meth labs that were in the murder are in New York. So mm-hmm. New York takes over. Beckett and Castle should be, you know, done with the murder. And so Detective Ryan is interrogating Lerner, I think was his name, Lerner. And he was part of the meth dealing, I guess, with Franklin, who was killed. And he takes him in and he goes, oh yeah, well, Castle and his girlfriend were interrogating me. And Ryan gets all intense. Who's Castle with? What's she look like? What's the girlfriend's name? And it's kind of funny because you would think he's grilling him about a murder, like something really serious, and he's really just trying to dig deeper into who Castle was with.
And he had his hand slammed on the table, like he was literally like, you know, interrogating him like it was a murder, and he was really just trying to find out about Beckett, what I thought was really cool. And so some of the questions that he was asking, you know, what does she look like, describe her. And then Lerner's like, he couldn't really give a description. He was just like, you know, she's tall, medium brown hair, this. And then once Ryan asked, what does she look like, then he was like, oh dude, she's hot. She's like, oh, he's hot. And so they totally just forgot for a second that they were being that he was being interrogated, and that Ryan, and then that Ryan was interrogating him, and they totally forgot about everything because why? They were describing a woman's body. So that's very typical, and I thought that was really cool to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun to see him so intense. I feel like Ryan never gets that intense in interrogations, and you never really see him interrogating. It's always mm-hmm. Beckett who's like the hard hitting mm-hmm. one, or Esposito. He gets pretty intense. Ryan's like the good cop, you know what I mean? And he's like slamming his fist at this guy, screaming at him, like, tell me who it is. And I mean, the guy does come up with a name and says Kate, so gives it away a little bit.
I like that was like kind of like the way that he went to approaching that, though, because it that is his job. He's a detective. It's part of who he is. So for the smallest thing, like, he's just trying to figure out who the female was that was with Castle. For him to take it to that level and to get that serious about it just shows, like, his drive. Like, that's just in his blood. That's in his nature to just handle something like this, even though we know that it wasn't a serious matter, like we said.
Yeah.
But it's still the way that he handled it. I thought it was great.
And then once the name Kate was revealed, then his reaction was kind of priceless.
I mean, you could see it all clicking together. Yeah. Like, and it was like, why didn't we see this? You know, I think it was more of like a, it's like, it was right in front of our face. It was like, so
obvious. It was like an aha moment. Like, oh, fine. Yeah. And then so when he calls, so when Ryan calls Castle, he starts to have this conversation with him where he's kind of like playing with him. He's like, yeah, you know, I think he, I'm sure he told us everything that he knows. And so now, because Castle has the phone, his phone on speaker, Becky can hear. And so they're totally freaking out that they think Ryan knows. And Ryan was just playing it really, 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 really cool. And I thought that was the best way to do it. Don't bust them out. Just play along with it and just kind of know that I know.
I mean, he played that so well because that's hard for some people to do. When people find out a secret, some people just want to go and tell everyone. It's almost like a sense of like pride, like I or an accomplishment, like I did this, I found this out, you have to know what I know. And so I think for him to take the approach of just to say enough to get them thinking that he knows, but not enough to where they're like, well, maybe he doesn't know, you know. He played it very well, and then we see that he took the high road. I mean, he really played it out well. He didn't sell them out.
Yeah, because Esposito basically was at a dead end and couldn't figure out who it was. And Ryan was like, you know what? I think we should just...
Let's walk away from this.
Let's just walk away from it. You know, it's her business. It's her, you know. And so Ryan knows, Esposito does not know. But do you guys think... Well, we'll talk about that in predictions. But when you were talking... And when Samantha, when you were talking about how some people find out secrets and they just absolutely want to know... Are you like that? Do you have to tell somebody, or you can pretty much keep it to yourself?
I can keep it to myself because I have a way of thinking like how I would want. My mom taught me this from when I was a little girl. If you don't want something done to you, don't do it to others. So if I want my secrets kept, I don't go telling other people their business either.
Yeah.
Paige?
I have the urge to tell people. I feel like everybody has that one person, like whether it's a boyfriend, and you tell your mom because she doesn't know any of the people you're talking about, and you're like, you got to hear this because you have to get it off your chest. Yeah. But no, I mean, if it's something very important, obviously not. But on, you know, trivial things, I feel like when people are like, don't tell anybody, you're like, oh, but I have to.
I would say the majority of the people do that. They just have to tell someone that they know.
I'm totally with you, Samantha. I don't.
Gosh.
I just don't tell.
Odd man out over here. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I'm over it.
But something that I must tell and I cannot keep a secret is iTunes. So you guys, make sure that you guys go to iTunes and download, rate, comment, and share. Tell a friend about all of the great shows that we have here on AfterBuzz TV, such as Castle. What do you have?
Married to Jonas.
I have Heart of Dixie as well.
And I have 90210. I have Scandal. I have Vegas. And there's just so many great shows. The Homeland. We have a lot of reality shows like
Real Housewives.
Yeah, Real Housewives.
Jersey
Shore.
We'll
also get into that a little bit later. But also, just remember, go to iTunes, download, rate, and comment. Let's get us back in the top 10. And do not forget about the podcast app where it organizes all your subscriptions for all the different shows that you have. So again, please remember to go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's get into Castle and Beckett's relationship, their getaway in the Hamptons. What'd you guys think?
It's blossoming. I mean, it's really taking form. Like, it's not just hookups anymore. It's going out on a vacation together and taking the weekend in the Hamptons to this beautiful home where I don't know anybody who could have a bad time there. I mean, besides the gentleman who was murdered there, I guess. But
he didn't have a blast.
Yeah, he didn't have. He got blasted a little bit. But I like it. I like seeing it take a new life, and really they're running with this relationship and they're making it more than it was. It's not just hiding behind their bedroom doors. Now they're kind of taking it public, but mm-hmm. not in New York City. They're doing it in the Hamptons.
And when the show first starts out, when he's at home with his daughter and with his mom, you know, he's like, we're just going to do what happens. And they're like, no, you got a plan. No, you got a plan. No, you got a plan. And so, I mean, do you guys think that if you're going on a trip with your significant other, do you want them to plan, or do you like to just go with whatever?
I mean, I think, and I say I think the majority of the girls, but really I'm speaking from myself. I think that girls don't want to be told what to do, mm-hmm. but if a guy took the time to plan things out, that's the appealing, like, part of it, is mm-hmm. that the guy took the time, like, let's do this. Oh, I want to show you this. I want to take you here. You're going to love this place. It just shows that he cares and mm-hmm. that he took the time to plan all that out. And I think that that's what they were trying to tell, is like, no. She doesn't want you to just be like, okay, well, what do you want to do for dinner? Like, it's interpreted wrong. She wants you to be ready. She wants you to have plans made and have a game plan, but he didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I think every girl, it just shows that you care and that you're taking mm-hmm. the time and the effort and you're not just winging it. And I think Castle's a ladies' man. He should know better. I mean, he's been dating all kinds of women and gallivanting to the Hamptons, as Becca kind of calls him out on, and says, you know, how many women have you taken here?
But you know what? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I actually loved that part where she did that, because she's so private. We've seen her be, like, very hesitant towards this relationship, you know, and kind of really opening up to it. And even when she's there, she's kind of just taken back by how pretty the house is and the experience, and he's rich, he can afford this, you know. And then she's like, well, how many girls have you really brought here? You know, how special is this to you right now? Is mm-hmm. this just one of your things? Is this what you do? Because you could tell that meant a lot to her. You mm-hmm. know, that was a big thing. And if it wasn't as a big thing for him, then I think that would have hurt her a little bit, because it's like, all right, this is just your thing, but this is a moment for me, you know? So I think that it was nice to see her still mm-hmm. be a little kind of standoffish, because that's who we see her as. That's how she's been, you know?
I interpret it just a little bit different, just because I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. You really start to see that's a real girly way, and she's normally not like that. She's kind of like more tough, you know. She's, you know, more tough, and you wouldn't really think that she was as sensitive and kind of inquisitive, because all these years she's been, you know, playing kind of hard to get, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. seemed like she never cared. And so now that they're in this relationship, she really, really cares a lot. And so I thought that was really interesting how she questioned him, because you would think her character type, because she's kind of like hard, it's kind of different to see her be more, I don't want to say girly, I can't figure the word,
she was being more emotional, being very, but we had said that even by what she was wearing, uh-huh. we said this during the show as well, that she's really becoming more of, not a girly girl, but we're seeing the female side of her more. We're not seeing her as just Detective Beckett anymore. We're seeing her want to dress up, and she wants to look good for Castle, mm-hmm. and she's wearing jewelry, and she strips in front of him, you know. So I think that moment also is showing her being a female, because we do interpret things like that, you know. Guys, they wouldn't care. They're not gonna be like, have you brought a guy here before? It's the last of their worries.
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily her being a female. I mean, it's her being a person and her being a detective. I mean, when you're a detective, you have to have that front that she has. I mean, this must be who Beckett is behind closed doors and when she's not at work. I think it's just two different, very, very different situations, because mm-hmm. when you're dealing with murderers and blood and crime every single day, I mean, there's no time to be emotional. If she got emotional every time she saw somebody who was killed, I mean, she wouldn't be a detective.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she'd have to walk away from it.
Just one other thing I thought was interesting is when she asked him in regards to how much money he had, because she was so taken in for the fact that he had this big place in the Hamptons. I thought that was a little shocking, because, you know, just 2 weeks ago when he had the $2,000 or $3,000 at the storage episode, like, he's rich. He has all of these best-selling books. A couple were, you know, based off of her herself. So why would, I was like, shouldn't you know he's rich? Shouldn't you know he has money?
I mean, I think it's just a matter of knowing something and then seeing it for yourself, seeing it in your own eyes. Because she, you can say he makes X amount of money, you know, you can be like, okay, I process that. But you don't really understand the lifestyle, I think, until you see it for yourself. So when she was brought there, that was her seeing it for the first time. Like, okay, this is your getaway house. This is not even where you're living all the time. This is just a vacation home for you. So I think that's what really kind of it brought it to life almost. It brought the money to life for her.
Yeah.
I agree, because he doesn't seem to flaunt it. You know what I mean? Especially when he's at work with her. But obviously it must be known. I mean, he's working for free as a pretend detective all the time.
Yeah.
And writing books in his spare time. And he must have quite the income coming in from his work. And so I think it's known, and I think it really is what you said. It's just, it's knowing it, but then seeing it. I think it's two completely different things.
Yeah, totally. Again, I love the dynamics of the relationship, because Castle once the guy fell into the pool and when they found out he was murdered, then you knew that there was a murder going on. Beckett had no interest whatsoever, and Castle wanted to do the investigation. She's like, I'm on vacation. She wants to make out. She wants to roll around in the bed. And so, again, different dynamics, because normally Kate is the one that's always about work. And now there's a murder. They're on vacation. And now it's Castle who wants to investigate the murder. And Beckett wants to, you know, be with her man. And then once they thought the murder was solved and done, then Castle was ready to, he wanted to go and do the whole romantic thing. And then Beckett was like, wait a minute, there's something that's missing. And now then she wants to investigate. So they just have a really great dynamic. I love it.
No, I agree. It's nice to see them play off each other, but you're kind of like, okay, now they're going to relax. No, they're not, because the next one's jumping to find the next clue. So it was kind of fun. Yeah.
It's always nice to see them get back to, like, the base of their relationship, I guess, because even if they weren't in a romantic relationship, that is their relationship, is the case-by-case, like, crimes that they have to solve. So for them to kind of be like, okay, yeah, you're right, let's go solve this, and then kind of just get it together. They go find everything that they need to find. It's a bonding experience for them, you know. They really get along well about doing it. But we also got, like, the relationship side of it, kind of.
Castle mentions that. He's like, we met doing murders. This is what we do. This is who we are.
Part of who we are.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. You guys have anything else about their relationship?
Let's talk about the murder, though.
Okay. Well, before we talk about the murder, let's go into the AfterBuzz TV fall lineup. So, as you guys know, we're here. It's the fall lineup. And AfterBuzzTV.com, we have some remarkable, fantastic shows for the fall. And all you have to do is go to AfterBuzzTV.com, look at the schedule, and we have something for everybody. We have scripted shows, we have dramas, comedies, we have reality shows, and just to name a couple, like we said, we do Castle, I Do 90210, I do Scandal, and I do Vegas. You do
Married to Jonas.
And I do Heart of Dixie and Beauty and the Beast as well.
Yes, and we have other great shows. Like I said, we have Homeland, we have Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Revenge.
We have 66 Park Avenue. We have The Real World.
Jersey Shore.
Basketball Wives.
The Voice.
Yeah, we have Voice. Oh, we have great singing shows. We have X Factor and we have The Voice.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
See, we just can't stop.
Yeah, so we have a ton of shows. There's something for everybody. So make sure you please go to www.afterbuzztv.com, okay? All right, so now let's get into the murder.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Oh. Which starts off while they're about to go, basically skinny dipping, is what we get the impression, because Kate, she doesn't have her bathing suit on.
And she takes the robe off.
Yeah. The man falls into the pool. I love this, that Castle turns around and he's like, call 911. She's like, you think?
Right?
Obviously.
I know. She's like, I'm a detective. Don't you think I know?
And that kind of gets things rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of scary, actually, because I kind of gasped, because she's like, somebody's coming. And then you see this guy covered in blood just stumble and fall into the pool. It was actually pretty gruesome. You don't normally see, like, the actual death on Castle. You know, we get there after they're dead. This, you saw it. It was kind of freaky.
But did you notice their reactions? They weren't scared. They weren't afraid at all. They were just like, oh, I think I see someone coming. They saw the man. There was no, they were just like, okay, he's dead.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and he was walking and he fell into the pool. Like, they didn't even take him out. Like, he could have still been alive, which I was like...
Well, I mean, it's not that they've seen plenty of dead bodies. Yeah. You know, they've seen blood. That's not something I think that's going to get them at this point. Mm-hmm. I think she was startled because
she was naked.
Yeah.
And it was just the fact that somebody was there. So someone was going to see them. They're already protective about them being seen together in the Hamptons, mm-hmm. let alone naked. Mm-hmm. So I think that that was more of their concern than once they realized what's going on. But I don't think that the whole blood really startled them that much.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
And then so once Chief Brady mm-hmm. is there, Beckett did not want her name to be revealed on the report.
He starts off as such a putz, I have to say. I was like, come on, guy. Like, you have got to get it together. Hamptons or not, he's like, yeah, I deal with dogs, like, pooping in neighbors' yards and stuff like that. I was like, you've got to get it together.
Right.
Yeah, he reminded me, like, one of those wimpy cops, like, yeah. Like when David Arquette was in Scream, kind of, like, doofy.
Yeah.
He seemed like... Or Dewey, yes, thank you. He just seemed like a real lame cop, like a rent-a-cop,
yeah,
like
I mean,
at the mall.
They find the guy then laying that he was like drugged out on meth, yeah. And they're like, oh, he had his wallet, Franklin's wallet. That's it, we found him. You know, like, has it ever been that easy on an episode of Castle?
Come on now,
it's not that easy in real life either, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So for him to just be like, this is it, cool, let's walk away from it. I mean, don't even get me started on this, but there can probably be so many people that have been charged on crimes that they haven't committed and things mm-hmm. like that because cops or detectives have taken that way. I'm sure that that happens in real life. Otherwise, they wouldn't portray it like that. So to kind of get Castle being like the fire underneath him to kind of get him going, I love to see because he was just ready to walk away from it.
Yeah,
not get his hands dirty.
Yeah, he kind of calls out Brady and he starts like interrogating Brady. He's like, well, how do you know? Is there any blood splatter on him? Is there gunpowder residue? All of these things that Brady himself should have been asking, but he didn't.
Beckett asked about the... No, you're right.
No, Castle did. And the funny thing is Beckett's being real quiet, like you said, because she doesn't want anybody to know they're there. And he has the nerve to call her like a prostitute basically. And it's just so funny because she's ready to just be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Castle's like, no. And he is like digging deeper and she just wants to get out of the situation so badly. Mm-hmm. But it brought us back into a murder, you know? It brought us back to Castle and Beckett and what they do. And, they kind of help follow up, and the chief doesn't want to listen. And so the next day, Castle takes it upon himself to do some investigating
mm-hmm.
into the woman who owns the bar and was his girlfriend, apparently, mistress.
Natalia,
she's his mistress. She's on the council, correct?
Yeah, but we also found out because what they did was they... Castle asked for Ryan Esposito to investigate the wife because they were in New York. And so the wife says, well, you know what? Go find out through his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. And the mistress, she's actually a Daytime Emmy Award winner. She,
oh, really?
Yeah, she won for, I think, Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh,
2 years ago, I met her. So that's why I was like, hey, I know her.
So Natalia, I mean, I was thinking, oh, she has total motive for mm-hmm. doing this. And Brady never even questioned her. He's like, oh, she said she wasn't with him. And they're like, obviously she said she wasn't with him when he died. No murderer is going to just give it up that easy. Mm-hmm. And so Castle and Beckett try and question her. But then they get arrested by Brady for interfering, mm-hmm. Which was funny, actually. It was funny to see them on the opposite side of the law, kind of, mm-hmm. I guess. But then once he finds out who they are, he's like, I need your help. Like, I don't know how to solve a murder. So they question Natalia, who kind of leads them to the fact that she thinks he used her. Mm-hmm. And so her, and she has an alibi.
But also remember that Chief Brady, once he found out that Beckett was a cop, he said that he would drop the charges.
Mm-hmm.
On the basis that they would help him solve the crime because there were a lot of crimes that were starting to come into the Hamptons and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and Beckett's only thing was that it doesn't get back to the precinct. Nobody knows that her and Castle did this. And it's not because she doesn't want to help out. It's because she just doesn't want to get found out.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So they question Natalia, find out. She thinks it's about the helicopter. You know, he needed to get that passed in the council vote. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, greased her up and got her to vote and pass it, and then he dumps her. And so she was mad, and she says, you know, well, I didn't do it. He got a text and he ran off. So, you know, I didn't do it. And so that kind of leads to the next person. So they look into the meth addict again. They ask what he saw that night as a witness.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they found out that they knew that they didn't hear the gunshots. So
Right. They
knew that the meth addict, he did not have a silencer with him. He did not think this through. And then they find out, I thought that they got some samples back that showed salt water in his lungs, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So
yes.
They knew that he was in water, so that it would make sense that they didn't hear the shot and that he had fallen off of the boat as opposed to falling into the ocean,
mm-hmm.
Which then brought us to Lerner, because it was off of his boat.
Oh.
The meth addict, he's like, no, I saw it. They were about to get attacked by a red shark with red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they think that, like, look, this guy's crazy. We just told you he's a meth addict.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course it's his response. And then they're like, wait a minute. This is he's not lying. This
mm-hmm.
is true. There's actually a boat that we find out that has like a fluorescent red shark on the side of it,
mm-hmm.
Which is Lerner's boat. So
but
that's where they go.
Also, let's make it known that Lerner was one of the five guys that
Franklin
mm-hmm. had testified against.
Right,
and put into jail. And so one of the thoughts behind that is that maybe they're out for revenge. So
yeah.
When the boat is found out to belong to Lerner, it's like, oh, no-brainer. I mean, mm-hmm. he put this guy in jail, and he got to walk off scot-free. He didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense. But
yeah.
He claims he wasn't even there, and he was at a weight loss group that
yeah.
night, and he has an alibi. I mean, he wasn't
mm-hmm.
there. So now it's kind of confusing who took this boat out, who had access to the boat and could convince him to get on the boat with them. And his blood splatters in the boat, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that
yeah.
is where he died.
Well, not on the boat, but on the deck.
On the deck. Which also, Castle had tripped over the rope,
mm-hmm.
which was a clue for later that we'll...
How the boat was tied up to
yeah.
the dock. It was
mm-hmm.
not your standard, like, boaters knot that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
on the
done.
Cleat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was I going to go with this?
No, so from there, they try and figure out who would want him dead. Why would they want him dead? And
oh.
then the neighbor.
Yep.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say, is that I love when we bring, like, we knew that these five people, that they would be out for revenge, and that's where that they would get the motive from. But I love that in Castle, it's never that easy. It's never the first person, you know? So then I'm sitting there thinking, okay, he's connected, but who is he going to lead us to? Or did we already meet the person,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting to see the way that it gets back around. But Lerner says to look at the neighbor, because they had been getting into like a ton of fights,
mm-hmm.
very heated arguments.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sure he would want him dead for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how... like heated these arguments were. And the neighbor is Vinci Cardano.
Yeah.
And Chief Brady, he's like, absolutely not. I'm not interrogating him. You're not questioning him. You're not accusing him of anything. Absolutely not. Do not talk to him. And of course, that doesn't happen.
Right. He kind of feared him because he's kind of like this Italian
mob boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but they talked to him anyways. And Castle tries to ease into what he's trying to figure out. But, you know, tips him off that they're questioning him about the murder, and he gets very mad and storms out, and he says, you know, if I were to kill him, you wouldn't be finding that body. And so, you know, that leads to the next person, and so it's not that guy, and Chief Brady's mad. He's like, how could you talk to him? Like, I asked you not to talk to him,
mm-hmm.
and now he's telling me that I made you do it. So, you know, typical Castle move, and even Beckett's sitting at the table like, oh, Castle, like, you never stop.
Mm-hmm.
But so that leads to finding out
about the meth lab with Ryan and Esposito.
Right. Well,
yeah.
They go back to, I mean, the wife had said that he had bought all these properties, and the properties were what was keeping them afloat. And they come to find out about all the properties that they'd been renovated, they said, but they've never been leased out. So they're not getting any money from these buildings,
mm-hmm.
and they have to be paying out, which is not obviously keeping them afloat. So Ryan and Esposito go to one of the locations, and they find out after they arrive that all of them are meth labs.
Yes. And they find the logs in the meth labs. I didn't know meth labs were so, you know, on top of their stuff, having people sign in and out and, you know, keeping records, but apparently they were, and Lerner was a part of it. So it brings you back to him again, and he's another now, you know, a suspect again, and they're saying, oh, you know, maybe he threatened somebody to be his alibi. And that's when they question him, and they find out, yeah, he took a ride in the helicopter, and yeah, you know, he was part of the meth stuff, but it wasn't him who killed him. He was in on it, and he, you know, he didn't want to get back at him, but there was another local meth addict, and that's when we get brought to the marina again.
Yeah.
And we falsely accuse another person. So, yeah.
Yeah, that brings us to Marty Bentley.
Marty,
yep. Yeah, whose boat, where we think that everything was originally, but we find out that it was placed there. The murder weapon was found there. Meth was found there. So they walk in again. They're kind of easy piece of cake. This is over with. We found the guy kind of mentality. They walk in there and the evidence is there. But then Castle, he realizes, he was like, wait, Marty, this is your boat, right? And he's like, of course it's my boat. He's like, did you tie these knots? Of course I did. It's my boat. And you kind of see everything pieced together in Castle's mind. He's like, no, that this is your boat, but you are not on the other boat because you would have not tied it up like that. These knots are perfect, and boaters do that. They just, they've got it down, you know. It's just a habit for them. So it was kind of the same thing that we saw with Detective Ryan when he kind of pieced together who the girlfriend was that was with Castle. Castle's mindset had the same thing. You can see him piecing it together.
And then I also think that when Marty was handcuffed, saying that, you know, that he didn't do it, there was kind of a look from Castle where Castle was like, wait a minute,
believing him.
He was totally you could tell that he was believed that he really didn't do it. And then what made him, you know, he looked and saw the rope, and then, you know, that's how he was able to figure out.
Yeah, and he was saying all these things, you know, he wouldn't have tied it like this. He knows these knots. And he's looking at the chief, kind of like blaming the chief, saying, like, you planted this stuff.
I thought that for a second.
He was calling him out, and the thing was, I mean, one of his deputies took Marty by gunpoint and, you know, is kind of basically saying, like, oh,
Officer Jones,
you know, all these weekenders, they come in and they take over and they don't care about the Hamptons, and, you know, and then they start taking over my meth business. And so it wasn't, you know, the chief, it was a deputy. And so they have to end up shooting him. The chief does, which, you know, nobody ever thought he had the guts
had
to do.
Had the guts to do it, and
such a moment for him.
He did such a great job.
Yeah, he really mustered up the confidence, because he's like, I've never even had to use my gun before. And so that was good. But and then right after they shoot him, and, you know, Beckett cuffs him. And it's funny, because Castle's like, sorry for kind of blaming you right there. Like, my bad. Because, like, I mean, he was blaming the chief for the murder. And once again, he was wrong, but the murderer was right in front of him. And he kind of gave it up on his own. He was like, you know what? This is why I did it. And, I mean, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see it being one of the police officers at all.
No, and he gave up real
so easy.
Yeah, he was like, who did you get the results from? He was like, well, Officer Jones brought him in. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he gives in and he's got the gun to the other guy's head, to Marty's head. And it's like, whoa. Because I was on the same page as Castle, if he was really thinking that. I was like, wow, it was him all along. He's been here in front of our face and we didn't even pick up on it, you know?
That was the only thing that I did not like. I thought,
he caved way too easily, right? You're an officer. You need to have your poker face. You need to be able to hide these kind of things.
Yeah.
And he was
He caved in too quickly, and it almost seemed like they needed somebody to
blame
for the murder, and so they pick him. It just felt, up until that point, good episode, and all the dynamics of what a Castle episode is about. You think it's one person, then it's not that person, then you go to the next person, to the next person, and then we find out that it's him, and it's just like, huh, really?
I mean, I don't think it was as much of a letdown knowing that it was him, because I think that was kind of interesting to see that it was an inside person the entire time. We saw who he paid off and how he got everyone else involved, so that no one even suspected him whatsoever. But it was the fact that he kind of threw in his cards all at once so quickly that I think was just a little disappointing, because it was like they could have interrogated him or kind of questioned him or anything, and they didn't even have to do that. I mean, I feel like the camera shot went from Brady to, what was his name?
Jones.
To Jones. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, yep, that's who it was.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, it was a quick finish, for sure.
Yeah,
that was just, that's my only part I dislike, was it was just too quick. But I thought everything else was good. The dynamics of being able to see them, you know, off, off at the precinct and just being away. I'm sorry, being away from the precinct and just being in their own element. Yet they're still working on the case. So I personally, I really dig this episode, except for that last part. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah. Just same. I liked seeing them out of their element, but mm-hmm. I liked that they kept true to who they are and what the show's about.
And what we're all about is we're all about predictions. So let's now go into predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, ladies first. Who wants to go first?
Well, judging by what we saw that's going to happen next week, I feel like, in 2 weeks, correct. Yeah, because it's not going to be here next week. Mm-hmm. It's really about to blow up. And, something that we've never seen before, that one of their own is, getting taken in for questioning. Castle's mm-hmm. a suspect in a murder case. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really hard to predict what's going to happen, because that was like out of left field. And I'm surprised they even showed as much as they did in that preview.
I mean, I really thought that it was interesting. In the 30 seconds that we saw of how he was connected and how everything pointed to him. But then to show the scene where he was like, I think it's time for me to get my lawyers. Mm-hmm. And then it shows Kate crying. And it's like, my goodness, how involved was he really in this? And I, of course, don't think that he has anything to do with the murder.
No, not
but
at
it's,
all.
It's still interesting to try to think and figure out, then how is he related to this, because if there's enough evidence to where they've really taken him in and they're interrogating him and he's getting his lawyers, this is not just a coincidence. It's got to be related somehow.
But what's also interesting, now that he and Beckett are in a relationship, the dynamics change.
Mm-hmm.
Because now Kate has a lot more invested. So her boyfriend, the man that she loves, is arrested mm-hmm. for some murder.
Yeah.
And so she's caught because there's her feeling. She's in love with her. That's her boyfriend. Yet she has to investigate now her boyfriend, the guy that she loves, that no one knows about except for Ryan.
Exactly.
And so now it changes versus if he was just Castle and Castle, I'm your friend, I'm here to help you, blah, 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 blah. But if we see all of those things, such as him with the girl, him buying the jewelry and all these things that we saw in the 30 seconds, it really appears that he is guilty for what he allegedly has done, yet she loves him. So I don't know.
I think my only prediction to further that is that the dynamics of everybody's going to change.
Yeah.
I mean, Esposito might believe he did it. Ryan might not believe he did it. And I think that's going to be a big conflict between all of them, because they all love Castle as a friend and as a boyfriend.
Yes.
And we all love you for watching. So we want to thank you guys for watching another AfterBuzz recap for Castle. I'm Bam Erickson. You can find me on Twitter at Bam Erickson. And go ahead.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Samantha_Leach, LAICH.
And you can find me, Paige Sullivan, at Paige Sull on Twitter.
All right, so thank you guys for watching. We will see you in 2 weeks, okay?
Monday the 29th.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.